Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to New Heights Show on Education. I am your host, Sadia Ijaz, and today's show topic is on learning styles. Before I begin, you can call in to discuss the topic or listen anytime during the show at 347-633-9225, or you can contact New Heights at 419-786-0247. Or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com or visit our website at newheightseducation.org. There are some announcements. We are now happy to announce our third radio program, which will be on Sundays. Our newest host, Kathy Woodring, will guide Sunday's audience in American history from the beginning of our history to current events and civics. Her first show will air on Sunday, February 9th, 2014, from 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. and will be titled Trials of the First Settlement. Each of our radio programs and their hosts have a new logo, and if you are online listening to this show, you can view the designs. Marina Klema, our graphic designer from Patroski, Greece, has designed it, and we also have a logo with all of our images on it. So thank you, Marina. You did a wonderful job. And the New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literacy Center is offering its biweekly Enrichment Day co-op classes. The next one will be on January 31st from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and classes will be continued to be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please do note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. We are offering a reading time, science class, Irish dancing, and karate. We are open to more suggestions. Students are invited to not only attend, but also participate in instructing some of these classes. If you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us directly. We are still selling candy bars and suckers. Thank you to Goen Postal in Defiance, Ohio, for your support and for allowing us to sell our candy at Goen Postal. We are also offering an online fundraiser. Contact us for more details. Also, the New Heights Educational Group is holding a coffee house discussion to recognize National School Choice Week in Defiance, Ohio. School choice supporters in Defiance will gather on Saturday, February 1st, for a special coffee house discussion to raise awareness of the importance of educational options for children and families in Ohio. The event is planned by New Heights Educational Group and will be held at the Cabin Fever Coffee House, and is timed to coordinate with National School Choice Week. National School Choice Week of 2014 will be the largest celebration of educational opportunity in U.S. history. In addition to this event in Defiance, there will be an additional 5,500 events taking place across the country. It is a coffeehouse discussion that is organized by New Heights and is attended by students, parents, teachers, and concerned citizens. The speakers include Pamela Clark, who is a founder director of the New Heights Group, and also another speaker, Kathy Bergman, who is a board member of New Heights. She is also a teacher and a Toastmaster. It is on Saturday, February 1st, from 5 to 7 p.m., and it will be at 312 Clinton Street, Defiance, Ohio, 43512. And this event is open to the public and to the media. For more information about this event, please visit www.newheightseducation.org. For more information about the new National School Choice Week, visit www.schoolchoiceweek.com. Attendees will also receive a free National School Choice Week, a Choice Week scarf on a first-come, first-served basis. And also, New Heights has just spearheaded the Student Leadership Council for students aged 14 to 23 to join this free and great opportunity. And it is a national leadership council, and anyone in the U.S. can participate. And it will be good for students to get volunteers, volunteering hours done, and many other skills and experience. And so back to today's learning styles topic. We all have a different way of doing everything, and it is our differences that make us great people, and we all acquire information differently as well. And in other words, we all have different learning styles. It is important to know what way you learn the best. That way it is easier for you to understand the information and completely learn it. This is helpful for children all the way into adulthood because learning never stops, and learning is just great. And if you know how you learn, then it'll be even easier to learn. And however, there are 7 different types of learning styles. There is the visual one, where a person is more comfortable using pictures and images to understand a method or a concept. Audio, sound, and music, listening through a music video or a song that helps you remember things. And I think I'm more of like that type. There is verbal, which is words and speech and writing, where you listen. You listen, yes, and you write down things better. If you hear someone talking about something, you understand better as well. And there is physical, which is the hand usage and touching something. You understand better, like if you are good with a hands-on activity, like in science or in mostly chemistry, sometimes when you use atoms as models of atoms and stuff. So that is another way of learning. Logical learning, where you understand using logical thinking, reasoning, and systems, a concept that you can easily follow through and understand. There is also social learning, where a person is better learning in a group or with other people that are also study the same thing. There is solitary, where a person works alone and self-studies. Sometimes that can be me as well. I work sometimes alone, and I work better when I'm independent. And some students may be like that, and they can focus on what they're doing better. Sometimes when you're in a group, sometimes it's easier to get distracted. But it's important to note that you can have more than one learning style. So it's not like if you know that you're a visual learner, that doesn't mean that that's the only way that you have to do everything. You have to look at pictures. Now, some things require a different learning style. It just depends on what you're trying to study as well. Here are some things visual learners can do to learn better. If you are a student in school or high school or college, try to sit near the front of the classroom and have your eyesight checked on a regular basis. Use flashcards to learn new words. Try to visualize things that you can hear or things that are read to you. Write down keywords, ideas, or instructions. Draw pictures to help explain new concepts, and then explain the pictures to yourself or even have someone listen to you. Maybe sometimes if you're speaking and you have someone else listening, they can also see if you're making any sense, because sometimes we can kind of confuse each other. You can also color code things and avoid distractions during study time. And some auditory learners that what they can do to learn better is sit where you can hear, have your hearing checked on a regular basis. Use flashcards to learn new words as well, and read them out loud. Read stories, assignments, or directions out loud. Record yourself spelling words, and then listen to the recording. I've never tried this method, but I feel like it would really help. And then you can listen to that recording anytime. That's what's good about it. You can be going to the store, and you could be listening to it in the car, which will also help you memorize something or learn a concept. You can have test questions read to you out loud and study new material by reading it out loud. So most of it is kind of speaking it and hearing yourself say it or having someone else say it, and that way you might remember it better. Some things that tactile learners can do better they can participate in activities that involve touching, building, moving, or drawing, and doing lots of hands-on activities like completing art projects, taking walks, or acting out stories. It's okay to chew gum, walk around, or rock in a chair while reading or studying. Sometimes that helps, and I've actually heard as a fact that if you walk around while trying to memorize something, it helps you memorize better and faster. I've never tried it, but I will. And use flashcards and arrange them into groups to show relationships between ideas. Trace words with your finger to learn spelling, which is often called finger spelling. Take frequent breaks during reading or studying periods, but not too long breaks, maybe like every 30 minutes or every 25 minutes you take a 5-minute break, walk around, get a drink or a snack, and then kind of relax your head, and it helps you refresh your brain, so then you're not just cramming it in your head all at once, and then all of a sudden it's just like, whoa, too much information. And also, it's okay to tap a pencil, shake your foot, or hold on to something while learning. Sometimes there are students like that that need to have something in their hand while learning in order to pay attention. I don't think that's a lot. I don't ever do that, but sometimes. You can also use a computer to reinforce learning through the sense of touch. You can take you can take quick quizzes online to see what type of a learner you are. New Heights also offers testing assessments for a small service fee if you need tutoring or help or any type of help. Contact Pamela directly. Some websites that you can visit on your own time to take a quiz on to see what type of a learner you are, you can go to www.educationplanner.org/students/self-assessments. And another one is a www.learning-styles-online.com/inventory. Next week's episode is a book review on a book called Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet. It was a wonderful book that I have read, and it is a new type of session that I'm trying on, and it will be a book review almost, I think, once a month or something. If there's a good book that I would like to share with you, then I would do a review on it. And do tune in to Caden's show tomorrow at 6 p.m., and I hope everyone has a great weekend, a safe weekend, and it is a Super Bowl weekend. So super excited about that because it is the Seattle Seahawks versus the Denver Broncos. So I am definitely a Seattle Seahawks fan and am just very anxious to see who wins. And I hope everyone has a great weekend and enjoy the party and be safe. Bye.
control.